Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a couple of stories today I just didn't want to let go just by the mere mention of the accomplishment like I did on Monday, usually in our high school spotlight. We'll start now with Edgewood's back-to-back conference basketball championship hosted on Friday night against rival Northview out in a great atmosphere to watch the high school game. Great to see seniors Cooper Bybee and Jason Brown in the limelight. Bybee hit two of the most incredible threes. It's on YouTube. Take a peek for yourself. Yeah, Brownie had a new career high 16. Edgewood had a season low in turnovers. It all fell together, as Coach J.B. Neal was telling me post-game.
Yeah, we just thought in certain spots there were certain guys we could take them off the bounce if we keep it spread out, and they were focusing so much on Cooper Bybee.
He stepped up and not only hit one in the second quarter in the first half. I don't think I've ever seen one shot from about 48 feet on his rump when he ended the third quarter with another three.
Yeah, I think that really changed the game this last 3 minutes.
Oh.
You know, there's 6 points that we had, you know, by him throwing that up. I wouldn't play him in horse.
Well, I tell you, it was just a nice all-around effort. What's it mean to
real happy for my seniors. You know, I think one thing seniors can do is they can walk out of here and put a stamp on it that's some ownership they took in that. I'm happy for all the kids, but, you know, seniors, this was the last chance they had at it, so, you know, I'm very happy for those two to walk out of here. It's a nice accomplishment.
Well, that was all of the good, but a great atmosphere it was, and game. Yes, I know Edgewood lost on Saturday night on the road to Monrovia. His former Mustang, Kyle Swafford, beat his high school alma mater. How about that? Big for the Swafford clan. And mentioning Edgewood, they're now 12-7, back on the airways Thursday night against Bloomington North. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Like Edgewood's accomplishment of back-to-back boys WIC basketball titles that we touched on earlier today, I wanted to embellish, too, what Bloomington North swimmers and divers did at the Conference Indiana meet last Saturday over in Terre Haute. You know, a year ago, Dave Tanner's fellas were next to last in the league. But how about the turnaround this year? No, they didn't win. Phil Cole's South Panthers made it back-to-back, but the maroon and gold very, very competitive, finishing third, and a very proud head coach in Dave Tanner.
Looking at the psych sheet before the meet, I thought the best we could possibly do would have been fourth, because competition is really strong in our conference. Divers, who started off the meet with 8th and 9th place, that's Zynel Nixon and Miles Saltzman, and they had both lifetime bests. To get us 20 points and put us in second place to start the swimming events. And then the swimmers just kept on going. We had best times in all three relays. I got third in the 200 free relay and the 400 free relay. And I counted 22 lifetime bests out of 37 events. So that's 57% of our performances were lifetime bests, which is incredible for this time of year. And our best place in swimming was fourth by Max Wieger, who now moves up to 8th on the all-time top 10 list for the 500. And Dane Irwin, a freshman, moved up to 10th on that list. So for a freshman to get on that list is really remarkable. A remarkable day. All my years of coaching, I've never been more proud of a team than I am of this one. They made the decision back in September to make this year a special year, and they're doing it.
Well, indeed they are, Dave Tanner. That was also a story I wanted to give a little bit more to as we get rolling towards February. I'm Joe Smith.